Wes and Bree are cool with me. I love that camembert. It feels so fine, ain't life divine? When you got cheese to share, cheese please, it satisfies my soul.
More of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. The cheesehead has become an iconic piece of Wisconsin culture, and as we await the start of Packer season this weekend, we can expect to see a lot more of them in the coming months.
But the cheesehead itself is a relatively new item in the grand scheme of things. It was created by a man named Ralph Bruno, considered the inventor of the cheesehead, and he spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers about the inspiration for the now infamous product.
So, 30 years ago, what happened that you said that the world needs more cheese on their heads?
Well, it was, it'd been a slang for so many years, so definitely was time to kind of make it something more than just a slang phrase. So, going to a baseball game with a bunch of friends and was reupholstering my mom's couch at the time, so I carved a piece of that foam and burnt holes with it, with a wood burner and spray painted it to make it look like all cheeses rolled up into one, and was all set to go to the game tailgating, and was with a bunch of friends, and time to go into the game. So I took the hat out of the bag and put it on my head, and my buddies kind of scattered. But as soon as a girl ran up to me and wanted to try it on, then I couldn't get the hat back from my buddies because they were having fun with the hat as well. So that's kind of how it started.
So the original hat was really couch foam. How did you come up with the new process? Because it's kind of crazy, the pouring and everything.
Yeah, it wasn't anything that I knew anything about at the time. So it was just, and back in the day, it was grab the yellow pages and found that there was a local supplier for the seat cushion foam, but as a raw state, it was a liquid. So I was lucky enough to find a company that gave me a bit of the background and the chemistry and technology, and sent me on my way. And just within weeks later, I was making hats.
So full disclosure, I'm from Wisconsin. I'm from a small town called Lake Geneva. And I remember when the Packers went to the Super Bowl in the 90s, there's a horrendous photo somewhere of me in a cheese head with my face all painted, making, the ridiculous faces
cool
kids make. And I feel like I'd seen the hat before then, but it seemed like that's when it kind of exploded, when I saw it, everywhere.
Yeah, in the mid-90s when the Packers went to the Super Bowl is when it really took off. And we increased our production 600% that year. And it just was, an unreal event. Everybody was a Packer fan. And it was the hat, the choice to go to kind of thing. And, cheeseheads really united in those years, that's for sure.
So tell me a little bit about this new space. We're in Walker's Point, of course, traditionally a manufacturing area. We've seen some of that go away, some commercial investment come back into the area. What brought you here?
So there's irony here because I went to a school at, back then it was Milwaukee Tech and Trade High School, so I'm familiar with the Walker's Point area through high school. But I also served an apprenticeship in pattern making next door to the foundry, Grady Foundry, which was a steel foundry here. And then on top of it all, the building that we're currently in, I used to get sent to as an apprentice to go fetch fire brick for the foundry. So that was ironic that way. But the reality of where to be, with all the small microbrewers doing tours with the Harley Davidson Museum and Summerfest, it just made sense for us to be in this area right now. We looked into Menominee Valley, another great spot, Third Ward, where a lot of people are gathering. So it's been good for us that way.
When we're talking about your facilities more generally, how many do you have in Wisconsin?
So we manufacture just in this one location here in the Walker's Point area. We had, again, moved here a little bit over a year ago. So we just have this one location.
And how many cheese heads are going to come out of this facility? This is a big question. How many are going to come out of this facility this year?
Well, and that's kind of like part of the mystique of the process and progress with us. We, as as the story goes, when people ask how many we have made, I say it's enough to, if you start on the West Coast and put a cheese head down and start laying them the tip to the back, that it will eventually get you onto the East Coast and in the water over in New York. So, and then my son would ask me, well, how many is that? I said, well, measure a cheese head and find out, do the math on it. So, you know, every year it's real hard to predict because, again, the popularity of the product can go from, you know, if there's a playoff year with the Packers, that's a big deal. If we're doing a group that's going to Africa to help teach dairy over there, they may buy a bunch to go help promote dairy that way too. So it fluctuates. To me, like, it's not as important as making sure that, you know, that we're expanding our market into other things. We also have, besides just the foam product line, now we're coming out with what we call non-cheese, which is everything from fabric, wearable type things. Apparel is going to be coming online this year as well. So we're adding more Cheesehead brand items besides foam Cheesehead hats.
So everything cheese related beyond cheese.
Yeah, exactly.
So when it comes to the actual foam products, when I was a kid, I remember just, you know, the slice of cheese, that's what you were wearing on your head. Now it seems like there's a whole myriad of foam cheese apparel you can get into.
There's just about every hat, very common hat, because we're getting more into more exclusive, unique shapes in different hats. But like, for example, our cowboy hat is a very popular piece. This year we've had a run on sombreros. Every year it seems to be, you know, the fans tend to pick a different favorite. Top hats have been quite popular. We have a hat that we're not discussing yet what it actually is. That's going to be coming out yet towards the fall part of the year. But we think it's going to be another great addition to our line. It's kind of a global. It'll fit in on a global level that people will get it all around the world. So we're excited about that new release coming up.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
No problem. Thanks for your time.
Ralph Bruno is the inventor of the cheese head and the founder of Foamation, the company that produces cheese head products. Bruno spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers at the Foamation plant in Walker's Point.